USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's the word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, we're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott worked out a deal with the Nuevo León governor earlier this week to allow cargo trucks to cross into Texas much quicker in exchange for Nuevo León securing their side of the U.S. southern border. This comes after Governor Abbott was being criticized for slowing down trade to inspect trucks for illegal immigrants. Texas AG Ken Paxton praises the governor's decision on Fox Business.
The governor has figured out we can stop trade along the border, slow it down, and it will create pressure on Mexico and some of their governors to work out a deal to help us with border security. So he is doing what the administration won't do, which is protecting the citizens of Texas, protecting the citizens of this country from drugs and from human trafficking.
Wall Street was quiet on Friday. The New York Stock Exchange was closed for Good Friday. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all fell Thursday, wrapping up a losing week. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers traveled to Taiwan this week as the territory faces growing threats from China. On the trip was South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who claims all options are on the table for the United States to respond to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
We have a strong military, not to take other people's property, but to protect our freedom and the freedom of the world. We're here in this part of the world not to conquer, but to be a good ally.
A new coronavirus test is getting the go-ahead by the FDA.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that uses breath samples. The Inspect IR COVID-19 breathalyzer is now available for use in medical facilities and mobile testing sites. In a study, the breathalyzer accurately identified 91.2% of positive tests. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The New York Auto Show opened to the public in Manhattan on Friday. It's back after being canceled the last 2 years because of coronavirus. There are hundreds of new vehicles on display. The auto show runs through Sunday, April 24th. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.